You know, so take the lead and we will follow you. Blessed be your name, Lord, for this morning. Thank you for lives you are changing. Thank you for destinies you are touching. Thank you because not one person will leave here the same way they have come. We give you the praise and we give you the honor and we give you the adoration. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Upon this service this morning and do something new in someone's life in Jesus' precious name. Welcome everyone here to this blessing Sunday service. Welcome everyone here to this impartation service. I believe it's a new day. I believe it's a new season. And I know our lives will never remain the same. In Jesus' precious name. First Chronicles chapter 4 and in verse 9 and 10. The blessing of prayer. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed. Enlarge my coast, that your hand might be with me. And that you will keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And the Lord granted him that which he requested. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The subject is the blessing of prayer. And this is very, very brief. The blessing of prayer. We understand through our scripture that the place of prayer is the place of the blessing. We saw in the first service how Jacob wrestled with God at the place of prayer until his destiny changed. That was Genesis chapter 32, verse 24, all the way to verse 28. We saw in scriptures in Genesis chapter 19 and in verse 27 how Abraham always got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, standing in the presence of God at the place of prayer. That translated him into a generational blessing. Right now we are seeing the life of Jabez, a man who was born in very, very probably terrible circumstances that caused his life to begin with sorrow, with pain. And he cried unto God until God changed his story. What is the blessing of prayer? What happens at the place of prayer? Number one, the place of prayer is the place of honor and dignity. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. What removed the honor from Jabez was his prayer life. The place of prayer is the place for the arrest, is the place of honor and dignity. The meaning of that is, the place of prayer is the place for the arrest of shame, is the place for the arrest of reproach, is the place for the arrest of disgrace. The meaning is, God cannot give you honor and the devil give you shame, and the devil give you disgrace, and the devil gives you ignominy. The place of prayer is the place of honor and dignity. Number two, the place of prayer is the place of joy and fulfillment. Is the place of joy and fulfillment. Jabez was born in sorrow, but he did not die in sorrow because he prayed. Is the place of joy and fulfillment, because the place of prayer is the place of his presence. And in the book of Psalm 16 and in verse 11, he said, in his presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Pleasures forevermore. If you step into the place of prayer, if you step into the place of prayer, you have stepped into the place of joy. You have stepped into the place of fulfillment. Anyone who came in here today with any trace of shame, any trace of reproach, any trace of sorrow, any trace of disgrace, any trace of ignominy, any trace of frustration in your life this morning, at this place of prayer, they are arrested in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. The place of prayer is the place of joy and fulfillment. Number three, the place of prayer is the place for the realization of the visible goodness of God. The realization of the visible goodness of God. The realization of the undeniable goodness of God. He said he prayed that you will bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. That was 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10. That is, Lord, do something in my life that nobody can deny. Do something in my life that no devil can deny. Do something in my life that is visible for all to see. Undeniable blessing. Undeniable visible goodness of God. I see God doing that in the life of somebody. Very soon people will not ask you what God has done. They will see it on your life. In the book of Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 9, he said their seed shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people. And all that see them shall acknowledge them that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. People will see you and they will acknowledge that you are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Say the loudest amen. So the place of prayer is a place for the realization of the visible goodness of God. And finally, the place of prayer is the place for the enhancement of capacity. The enhancement of capacity and greatness. Enhance my capacity. Enlarge my coast. I don't want to end like this. Enlarge my coast spiritually. Enlarge my coast of destiny. Enlarge my coast all around. Enlarge my coast is the place for the enhancement of capacity. In fact, the enlargement of capacity and greatness. That was what God did for Jacob. When he said, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but your name shall be called Israel. In Genesis chapter 24 verse 48, it means to say, I change you from a person and turn you into a nation. Jacob is the name of a person, and Israel is the name of a nation. Somebody who is about to see that kind of enlargement and enhancement of capacity, say a loud amen. You're about to see such, say the loudest amen. You're about to see such, say the loudest amen. So prayer is going to clothe you with honor and dignity, and prayer is going to bring you joy and fulfillment, and prayer is going to cause you to see the visible goodness of the Lord in your life, and prayer is going to enhance and enlarge your capacity. That is, God is going to bring you to a point where you are going to be truly bigger than what you are now, spiritually and otherwise. You believe that? Say loud amen. However, let me add that prayer alone does not guarantee the blessing. So that nobody says, but I pray a lot and I haven't seen the blessing of God. No. The blessing of God is a system. It's a system. It's a system, just like the human body. If the heart is working very well and the lung is not working well, the body is not well yet. If the lung is working well and the heart is working well and the kidneys are not working well, it is not well with the body yet. If the heart is well and the lungs are well and the kidneys are well, but the brain is not well, it is still not well with the body. If it's well with the brain and well with the heart and well with the lungs and well with the kidneys, but it's not well with the gastrointestinal tract, it is not well with the body yet. So we won't take one thing and run with it. And so the pastor say, if I pray, I'll be blessed. No, that's not all. What are the other things that work out the blessing system? Number one is upright living. That is in addition to prayer. Upright and godly living. Upright and godly living. The Bible said, thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will compass him about as with a shield. The blessing of God is reserved for the righteous. It is reserved for the righteous. It is reserved for the righteous. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 11. Proverbs chapter 11 and in verse 11. It said, by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. So the Lord reserves blessing for the upright, not the crooked. If you fast for 70 days, but you are crooked in your business deals, you are crooked in your relationship with people, you never see the blessing of the Lord. Somebody say a loud amen. Say a louder amen. Say the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, I receive the blessing of the Lord. I receive the blessing of the Lord upon my life today. I receive the blessing of the Lord upon my life today in the name of Jesus. So that is upright and godly living. Number two is covenant practice. The practice of giving to God. The practice of tithing and sowing. It is very, very important. In Genesis chapter 14 and in verse 18, all the way, and Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, and possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him the tithes of all. This is the first account of the tithe in the Bible. And this account was given by a man who never read the Bible, Abraham. He had a covenant relationship with God. The law of Moses was not yet given. And the law will not be given until 450 years later. But this man learned this practice by his relationship and connection with God. And in the practice of the tithing, and in the practice of the giving, Abraham got blessed. The Bible said, they that are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Abraham got blessed. Now, beloved brothers and sisters, in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7, he said, and without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Verse 8, here, men that die receive tithes, but there he received them. He received. Receiveth is present continuous. What Abraham did is still relevant till today. And so in the giving of the tithes, in the giving of the offerings, the blessing is released. So the meaning is, if you are so prayerful and you are as prayerful as Daniel and as prayerful as any of the prayer warriors in the Bible like Elijah, and if you are so holy and so holy until you can be as holy as Paul the Apostle or as the Master Jesus himself, if you are not a giver, you continue to be a beggar. If you are not a giver to God, if you are not a giver towards God, you will continue, the struggle continues. So number two is covenant practice. And number three is kingdom service. Kingdom service. Serving God in his kingdom. The Bible said in Psalm 35 verse 27. He said, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yeah. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity, the blessing of those who serve him. In the blessing of those who serve him. If God will not beg you to serve, you will not beg him to bless. If he does not beg you to serve him, you will not beg him to bless you. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? If you know how to pray and you are very, very upright and you know how to give and to tithe, but you don't know how to serve God. Serve God in soul winning. Serve God in touching somebody's life for heaven. Serve God in taking your friend who is going to hell and leading him to heaven. Serve God inside the house. If you don't know how to serve, there is a limit to the blessing of God upon your life. But I believe that today is a new day for somebody. Today, as you rise in prayer and rise in upright living and rise in giving and tithing and rise in serving God in the house, I believe that no devil can stop your blessing. Somebody say aloud, amen. Will you stand up on your feet and just lift up your hands and let's give him the praise. Stand up on your feet and let's honor God. Let's adore him. Let's worship him. Let's adore him. Let's magnify him. Be upstanding. Be upstanding. Be upstanding. Be upstanding. Lift your hands, lift your voice, and let's give him the praise. Let's give him the honor. Let's give him the adoration. Lift up your voices.
Jina badada yagala gadaga yagala tania. Lite pele teke leko baya katalia da. Sane tedia da. Liko perate lika baradadasa. Leto biya lagadadia. In the name of Jesus, we are proceeding in a prayer of thanksgiving for bringing us into the fourth day of this fast. In Lamentation 3, verse 22 to 23. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lift up your voice this morning and say, Father, thank you for bringing us to this fourth day of the fast. Thank you for the of diverse testimonies, victories, and mercies through this fast. Your name be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' name. Again, say, Father, thank you for this fourth day of the fast. Thank you for the release of diverse testimonies, victories, and mercies through this fast. Through this fast, your name be glorified in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Dilia tu asina kateni le pratena kwadia tia la kwadia dagadia la dagadala kadaka ya kalakadika dagadia. Thank you, Father, for diverse testimonies. Thank you, Father, for victories. Thank you, Father, for your mercy through this past. May your name be glorified. Ila tu asia lu ateni ke bala tedo la teni la tu azua. Father, thank you. Mandele tobe legedia, elikara tele degedina, la tua sia luatia liateni, kabene la topere, iladaka lakadaka yaga lakadia. Father, we thank you for the fourth day of this fast. Thank you, lidaka yaga lakadia da, eleteberete legedia da. Yes! In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Isaiah chapter 10 and in verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day, and today is that day, that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and thy yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Lift your hands up and repeat after me. Say, Father,
I ask
for the breaking
of
every force
of limitation
against my life, my family,
my
church,
my
nation,
our nation,
Nigeria,
in
this season.
Father,
I ask
for the breaking
of every force
of limitation
against my life,
my
family,
my
church,
my
nation,
Nigeria,
in this season.
In the name of
Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus.
You are
over force of limitation. Over force of limitation. In my family, in my life, in my church, in my nation. Yakosa bakaza baya daya daya. Nakwasa daya. Yakosa daya. Repa kaka 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 kaka
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Praying for the feelable, palpable, tangible, and visible manifestation of God's goodness. In Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 9, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. Repeat after me, say, Father,
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 I ask
for the visible,
manifestation
of your goodness, in my life,
in my family,
in our church,
Dunamis,
and our nation,
Nigeria,
in this season,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Again, Father,
Father,
I ask
for the visible
manifestation
of your goodness
in my life.
In my family,
in our church,
in Dunamis,
and our nation,
Nigeria,
in this season,
in the name of Jesus,
lift up a voice and declare it.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we are proceeding and we are asking God for favor. Favor upon our lives, on our destinies, on our commission, on our nation. Psalm 5 and verse 12. Let's read it together. 1, 2, go. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. We are lifting up our voice. Say, Father,
I ask
for the release
of
a new dimension of
wave
of favor
on my life,
on our family,
on our church,
on Dunamis,
on the nation,
Nigeria.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Father,
I ask for the release release of a new dimension of
wave
of favor
on my
life,
on my family,
on our church,
on our
dynamis, and our nation,
Nigeria.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. A new dimension of favor, a new way of favor upon my life, upon our ministry and commission, upon our family, upon the work of our hands, upon Nigeria, upon dynamis. Oh Lord, Jata la da 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 in all conditions, favor Lord upon Nigeria, upon our country, upon this commission, upon our family, upon my life. Le shaka taka yada da, ekele de mosh, ekada da 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 da, ekele de 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 de, ekabada da 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 da, ekashata da da da, ekada da 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 da, ekobado da 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 da. A new dimension of favor, a new dimension of favor, a new dimension of favor. Shatara da 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 da, ah, shakwa da 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 da, ekatularia, lesekwa da 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 da, ekelekatwazala, ekatazalira, maskaba da mosha, lekatalaria da da, kabaroda saka, uproot his favor, neutralize his favor, lekatazala da da, lekara da da da, by your favor, Lord, leshatakala da, eketezelia, ekatosataba.
Psalm 133 from verse 1 to the last. Everybody read it together. One, two, go. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment. Now the last verse, one, two, go. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. You shall not die before your time. Nobody related, connected, associated with you shall die before their time. Everyone under this commission is free from the agenda of killers and terrorists and kidnappers in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer after me and say, Father,
Father,
I ask
for the blessing
of life
on my life,
on my life,
on my family,
on the church,
on the church,
on dynamis,
on our nation,
Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus,
we shall fulfill
our days.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
say again, Father,
I ask
for the blessing
of life
on my life,
on my family.
On the church,
on dynamis,
on our nation,
on Nigeria.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
we shall
fulfill our days.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray.
The blessing of life.
We receive the blessing of life.
I receive the blessing of life.
We receive the blessing of life.
We receive the blessing of life
on my life,
on my family,
on my church,
on dynamis,
on the nation,
on Nigeria.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
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 in the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. We shall fulfill our days. 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 I cannot die before my time. I shall not die before my time. My relations shall not die before my time. My loved ones shall not die before my time. Family members shall not die before their time. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has answered our prayers in Jesus' name. Give him a loud shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. We are going to celebrate for 5 minutes. Celebration of answered prayer. There will be somebody waiting at the back there for anyone who has a testimony in the course of this prayer session, in the course of the early will I seek you prayer and fasting, and in the course of this fasting that is going on, and then we shall take it. Can somebody give the Lord a praise? Celebrate like you have never done before.
So we got to thank the Lord for his message. Thank the Lord for the things we do. Set me up and kept me from falling. Now my life is turned to brand new. Oh, I make we jolly. Shake body, everybody say, we go to hell, hail your name, day by day, everybody's on the way, we go to hell,
we go to hell,
hail the name of Jesus.
Are you celebrating?
Come on. All the way, we go to hell. The name of Jesus. It has to be on the way, on the way. We go to hell. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Every day by day. On the way, on the way. One more time, we go to hell. Lift the name of Jesus high. Lift the name of your Father high. Oh. We go to hell, your on the way. We go to hell,
we go to hell.
Why you take it to know? Why you take it to know? Why you take it to know? Why you take it to know?
happy, happy. Let me live my life.
Say, la 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 la. Let us go to the house of the Lord. Set.
Holy,
declaration of God's blessing upon your life this morning. Everything that has been preached and everything that has been prophesied this morning, I declare their release into your life. I announce today, whatever is a limitation around your life right now is broken in the name of Jesus. I decree today power to go forward. Power to progress is released upon your life in the name of Jesus. I prophesy power for a complete change of destiny in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When God blessed Jabez, he gave him honor and dignity. Everything that is a trace of shame in your life right now, that is a trace of reproach in your life right now, I declare them removed and deleted by the blessing of God. I decree the release of honor and dignity in the name of Jesus. Whatever is a cause of sorrow, a cause of frustration, a cause of depression in your life today, I declare they are arrested in the name of Jesus. I announce the release of joy and the release of fulfillment. Whatever the devil has taken from your life that has stolen your joy, whether they took your money or they kidnapped your brother, your sister, your loved one, your relation, today is not permitted to end. Until the devil releases back to you what they stole from you. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy today.
Yes.
The visible, tangible goodness of God.
Yes.
Jabez said, "You owe that you will bless me indeed. It will be visible. It will be tangible. Unbelieving life shall see that you are the seed the Lord has blessed." In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I prophesy enhancement and enlargement of capacity.
Yes.
Every littleness and confinement around your life is over. And right now, I decree the grace to pray.
Amen.
The grace to pray.
Amen.
Is released upon you.
Amen.
The grace to live upright.
Yes.
To please God with your life.
Yes.
To live with a conscience that is void of offense towards God and man. That at the end of your journey, you will make heaven as your home. That grace is released upon you.
Amen.
Now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The grace to be faithful in giving, faithful in tithing. That grace is released upon you now.
Amen.
I prophesy the grace to serve the Lord with your life, with your time, with your resources. Receive that grace right now.
Amen.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
Declare as it has been spoken, as it has been declared, it is established in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A twofold cord, a threefold cord cannot be easily broken. And in agreement today with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we declare these declarations are established in your life in Jesus' name.
Give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise.